This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win, order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required, points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You are watching Leicester Till I Die TV.
Till I die.
Good evening, good day, good morning, good afternoon, good night, goodbye. Hello, wherever you are in the world, welcome along. I hope you are well. I hope you've not hurt your cat or your dog too much over the weekend, having watched that game. We are going to have to talk about it, I'm afraid, but we've got a few topics to cover. And I've got a massage. Dave said he's lost the intro. I mean, Dave just lost the will to live, I think, if I'm honest with you. And he's put me off. Where, what was I saying? I was saying hello, welcome along. Have you got over this weekend's result? We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about that fact that we've got Leeds coming up on Friday. And, of course, we've then got the FA Cup next week. We're going to be doing all that. And apart from that, we're going to have your questions. If we don't ask them as we go along, we'll save them till the end and ask them there. This show is brought to you on a wing and a prayer most of the time, but by the Golden Breakfast Show on Surrey Hills Radio and Talk Sport.
Chris does it 3 hours a day.
Want to do it again?
5 days a week.
Oh, yes.
Just for you.
I love it.
On the Golden Breakfast Show.
is Surrey Hills Radio.
The TalkSport Fan Network is the ultimate on-demand destination for the UK's best fan-led football podcasts.
Including Leicester Till I Die, independent analysis and reaction for the Foxes faithful.
The TalkSport Fan Network.
Unbeatable club-dedicated content created by the fans, for the fans.
Follow the podcast on the TalkSport Fan Network.
Indeed. Good evening to Nate, John and Ronald. Apparently, John said it was just a blip. That's the story of my life. Tell you, I should go in the middle because I feel like a gooseberry between this pair. I tell you, the way they're at it. You should see what they are like before the show. I'll tell you what, it's a good job they're in separate rooms. The sexual tension is that high that, honestly, I have to put my fan on. And you think I jest? I have a fan here. Look, there we go. Look, the fan there. Just to try and keep myself cool. Dave, good evening. How are you?
Good day. Yeah.
Good day.
I have to touch my pacemaker when I do this.
Pardon?
Yeah, indeed.
Indeed. Hey. How are you doing?
Yeah, I didn't hear the intro. Did something go wrong?
I don't know. Did you hear it, Kate?
I think so, yeah.
Did you?
Okay. You have got the new earphones in. You did tell us that before you started. But Kate, I mean, you were there at the weekend. How awful was it?
I felt a bit mixed about it, to be honest. I mean, it was a really disappointing first half. Missed chances and then two counter-attacking goals and they just took their chances and were clinical with it. But there was part of me that quite enjoyed it. The fans really got behind the team. I saw some good attacking play, created more chances than I've seen us create in ages. I was just really disappointed with the loss. But some of the most frustrating play we've had all season in terms of players making individual errors, passes going astray, missed chances were massive. There was half the team that just weren't at the races, which is really unlike us, but
Levy. Enjoy the game. Have you watched the highlights, Dave?
Did you go to the Ricoh Arena
by accident?
There was so much passion in the crowd, though. They really got behind the team. It's the sort of passionate as I've seen it in a while, which was good to see because you want the fans behind you in your hour of need, really. And it was just one of them days.
Yeah, just one of them days.
Well, I tell you what, let me just remind, I mean, the question here, of course, is, as John asked there, is Dave sober?
Give him a breathalyzer before we came on.
You don't have to drink to have a good time, John.
No, but it helps you, doesn't it? Right, let me just try and...
What?
That's it. That's what I wanted to do. Let me just remind something that somebody said last week. Okay. I also have to remind people that, and I think it was 2019 and 2020. I'm going to check my notes here. 2019, and I don't know where I've written it. But I think it's those two seasons, 1920 and 2021. We were actually in the top three and four until the last 2 weeks of the season. And both those years, with 2 weeks to go, we ended up outside the Champions League and in the Europa League. So we can't take anything for granted with it being Leicester, can we?
Yeah, we can now, because we've got a different manager. you don't like me saying it, but we bottled it.
Don't use that word. I know, but we did.
Well, let's say that won't happen now.
Will it not? Could it not happen now?
No.
No
way. Because he is set in his ways. He's got that vision, the tunnel vision. He's strong.
What is this idiot
talking about? He knows what he wants, and his players know what he wants. And that's why we will crash that record.
Dave.
I agree with him. Talks a lot of sense up, bloke.
I don't like using the word, but if we ever bottled it, my God, did we bottle it on Saturday?
Well, I think we just had. It's a bad day, as Kate said. You've got to get them, haven't you? You're not going to get through a whole season without, you know, having a moment. And probably more chances, you said, Kate, than we've done all season in one go.
We had 24 efforts on goal, one on target.
Yeah. Now, I mean, Vardy missed one, didn't he? He should have. Daka missed a cracked head early on.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, everybody was missing chances. Vardy until he got the goal. What I'm saying is that performance is not a promotion performance, Dave.
No, it's not. But
anything was rest, that was a bottle job.
Yeah, the rest of it is promotion performance. It's one mistake, isn't it? It's, you know.
Well, I don't know. Last time we lost to Middlesbrough, we went on to lose to Leeds the week after.
We're still like, how many, 9 points clear and 8 or 10 goals ahead or something like that. And Southampton are probably going to catch Leeds. Is it tomorrow night they're playing?
Yes, it is.
Isn't it? Yeah, well, Southampton, Leeds will be third tomorrow.
Well, let me put this to you, Kate, that if Southampton beat Hull tomorrow, they'll be on 70. If Leeds beat us, they'll be on 72. And if Southampton beat Millwall, it's 73. Now, you would expect, in fairness, Southampton would probably beat Hull and Millwall. That means our lead is down to 5 points. So if we had another performance like we did against Middlesbrough, we're getting caught.
Yeah, we are getting caught, but at the same time we have said continually that we've accrued enough points to have a blip before the end of the season, and we all said that it's Leicester, of course they will have a blip. So it does mean it's a bit more squeaky bum time, but on the flip side you could look at that as if to say that's more galvanising and motivating for us to go out there and perform and make sure the job is done. I just think that's quite a pessimistic view that you've got there. Games are going to be lost. It doesn't mean you're not in promotion form. Southampton barely got a point in the first half a dozen games. It doesn't mean that that's not promotion form. It's just, we've just got to keep doing as we are.
I'm just here to keep you two apart and ask the questions, Kate.
Nothing can keep us apart.
Sorry?
Try your best.
Nothing can keep us apart from the bottle of whiskey. But yeah, I think you can look at it from two sides. There we go.
Better.
It was Jack Daniels, to be fair.
You can look at it from two sides. It is squeaky bum time. Leeds isn't going to be an enjoyable watch for sure. They've conceded one goal, I think, in the last 5 games. They're now the same amount of goals conceded as we are. Their form is so impressive. But will there be a bit overconfident? Never write Leicester off. And we've said this. We got the points on the board in the first 10 games or so, and we know that we would need them, and we do need them.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Do remember that what I say is, you know, not necessarily what I think, but is there to ask the questions. Sorry?
It's a good job.
Well, I don't want to upset you. I can see that smoke coming out your nose. I think, bloody hell, you know, I need a red cape. But, Dave, it is a case of we cannot afford another mistake like that. I mean, I did the review show yesterday. If you haven't seen it, do go and watch it. It is on Under the Pick on LTID TV1 on YouTube. And Brad was giving his points out for the players. And it was so hard to choose a man of the match. I think 6 was the most he got that he gave to any of his players.
Hi, Kate. How are you doing?
Hello, Dave. How are you?
And fancy a drink later?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you got what you got? Whiskey and Coke.
Yeah, spotted dinner maybe.
No, I'm back. That was my internet. That was my internet. I can see it struggling at the moment. The weather down here.
Is that an isolated incident though, Chris, or and a blip, or is it just, you know, the end of the internet?
It seems to happen, or it seems to be when I have the new pair on.
shit, it blocks the internet.
I think YouTube is sort of, you know, coming in direct and cutting my internet off. But we cannot afford another. Losing is losing, but that was just such a bad performance. And look, I mean, I wrote down here when I was looking at the match, And they actually titled it Shit Players. And I got KDH, James Justin, Fatawu, Vardy, Faz, Mavadidi, Vestergaard. They were all, to me, were like, basically shit. And in fairness to Enzo, he took the players off. I mean, you know, a lot of those were substituted. So he could see they were having a shit game as well. But he just replaced like for like. Well, he didn't, because he put Cannon on the wing. But, I mean, there was no plan B until about the last 8 minutes, when it was a bit late, really. That was to you, Dave.
Oh, was it? All right. I was just looking at Kate, sorry.
Hang on a second. Let me. I'm gonna have to. Here we go.
What's the question?
The Zunk shows is Friday night at 10 on a different channel, Dave. But yeah, I mean, he took the right players off, but he was just just no point when something isn't working. I've just said, well, instead of a blue pen, I'll use a red pen.
Well, tell me what plan B is, because the only other plan is knock it on the middle and bang it in, which is what actually Vardy did in the end. But there is no, we play the way we play, and it's been effective. You know, you can't just change like that. Why did it go wrong? Too many people had a bad game. You know, it happens. Not very often, but it does happen.
Well, let's have a look as to what Enzo said went wrong, Kate. I'm reading this with some disbelief, to be honest with you. One missed chances. We've got to say to that, no shit, Sherlock. You know, I mean, how many chances did we have? One. Because there was only one effort on goal. So we didn't miss chances. We couldn't hit the proverbial barn door with a bloody sledgehammer on Saturday. A lack of quality.
We did miss chances. Vardy's was a missed chance. Dacker's was a missed chance. Vestergaard was a missed chance. Casey McAteer's was a missed chance. They don't have to be on target to be missed chances. The whole thing's in the title. It's just a miss. And we did miss. We actually missed the bloody target. But that's their missed chances, like golden ones that in most games we don't generate that many golden chances, let alone miss them.
No. Okay, no, I mean, that's a fair point. Lack of quality in the final third, that's surely down to him.
Well, execution isn't. Justin was passing into thin air at one point. I don't know whether the invisible man came out and he was the only person who could see him, but that's not Enzo, is it? It's the execution was really poor, and the problem is that half a dozen executed poorly. KDH, I thought, looked really unwell. He was so off the pace, it wouldn't surprise me if he was unwell. The usual stalwarts and reliable players just didn't perform. And unfortunately, it happened all at the same time, all in the same game. And I think Enzo did try. The only thing I was annoyed with Enzo about more was hanging Cannon out to dry on the left. I when he came on, I thought, we're doing 4-4-2. Let's have a look at this. It's been a while. And then he just hung him out on the left. And I don't think he even got a sweat on. He made a beautiful through pass for Vardy, but he obviously made that from the centre of the pitch. So, and adjusting to Middlesbrough's shape, it's no surprise, is it? Even in the Prem last year, we struggled to break those teams down that put 10 behind the ball. And that happened again. And we've got to find a way to improve there, I think.
Putting Cannon on the left, Dave, and just to say hi to Brad there, who's come in, which I'm a little bit worried about, because he wants us to be on doing me another broadcast on the Leeds channel at 7. So a little bit worried, Brad, what are you doing in here? But look, Cannon on the left. I mean, you know, next we'll have Vardy taking corners.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I think maybe Vardy should have pushed out. But he knows his players.
You know, does he? If he's putting our striker, who's done well when he's been on, and he's, you know, as soon as he played him in the centre, he set Vardy up for the goal.
Yeah, but we've only ever played one up front, haven't we?
We have, but, you know, I just don't understand. You know, he put Eunice on the wing when he, you know, finally brought him on. Why? I just don't understand I mean, he did what he could do, which was make the changes. I'm not having to totally go at Enzo here. Mm-hmm. We have to remember, this is still his first season or full season as a manager, apart from his YTS scheme at Parma. But, you know, he's learning. But to me, it's just common bloody sense. You know, if something isn't working, and like I said, 24 chances, Kate, one of those on target, that's relegation form. That was how we were playing last season, not to promotion chasing team. And if we perform like that against Leeds, they're going to batter us.
Yeah, potentially. I just like to think it's a one-off. I don't think this is any indication of form at all. This is just one of those anomalies on a graph that you see hanging out right in the middle of nowhere. It is a bit crap having that game as preparation for Leeds, because I think the players might be a bit more anxious about it. But similarly, like I said, we might use it to galvanise ourselves and actually make sure we do pull our finger out and sharpen up for the performance against Leeds, because it's going to be a really difficult game. Elland Road is a bit of a furnace to walk into. So it's just got to be better. But the Cannon thing is just... Why take Mavadidi off then? He's clearly the better person on the left. So there's no point putting on somebody who isn't that great on the left. It just seemed a real waste of a sub and a real spare part, and you felt like you were a man down, really. But it all happened all over the pitch. JJ had a terrible game. Vestergaard got caught pace a few times, which made everybody weep. Winks wasn't great. KDH was so off. I think KDH was about a 2 out of 10 for me. I don't know what...
That's what Brad gave him, yeah.
He was so poor. When you've got those kind of players not at it, everybody else is going to suffer. It just has a ripple effect through the team, and that's what happened.
I mean, third one there, Dave. Difficulty in adjusting to Middlesbrough shape. You've got 90 minutes to work that out. Surely it doesn't take until the 80th minute to think, well, if we can't adapt to that shape, then maybe we need to change ours.
Yeah, and maybe he should have known that that's what they'd do anyway, because they hadn't had a good run of form, had they? Was it lost 4 or 5 out of the last 4 or 5 games?
They hadn't won in 5. They certainly hadn't won in 5.
So he should have expected that.
Right.
They were good on the break, I must say. I mean, it's pretty impressive. Although,
did their homework. They really did their homework.
Yeah, but then you look, you know, it's Faze again, who's slow getting in to block the ball. I think it was on the second goal. Can't remember now.
The first goal was out of position.
Mm.
Mm. But it did, and you know, I'm a Vestergaard fan, in as much as he's proving everybody wrong, you know, not to the extent that you were an Indeedy, not an Indeedy, I can't even remember.
Yeah, you can't remember his name now, can you?
No.
Dan Amati, that's it. Thank you, Kate. Dan Amati. I'm not as big a fan as you are of his day, but it did scare me. It did show me that, wow, if that's the pace he's got, it literally reminded me of somebody running for the bus. You know that point when, you know, it's gone, the bus has set off and you're still running and everybody's at the bus stop and you slow it down to a walk as if you weren't really running for the bus. It was like that when he was running back. And we're going to get murdered and let's give him an extension, certainly. But if he's starting week in, week out, my God, you know, we're going to be Sheffield United next season.
But we know that, don't we?
There was a moment where he panicked and sprung into action, and even the spring into action was so slow. I was like, that's your panic mode.
Mm.
That's it.
We are slow in the middle, aren't we?
There. But we left him exposed. That's not what he's used to. We left him very exposed at times.
And we do know, don't we, if we go up, that this isn't going to be the squad that's probably going to be playing, you know, week in, week out. We are missing Wilf as a number 8. John's asking here, how did Mavadidi do? To my mind, Mavadidi, he didn't have a bad game. He was just marked out of the game. He had 2 or 3 players on him all the time. And... you would then think, surely, well, hang on, let's send the ball down the right because he's not getting anywhere. But then Fatu wasn't having a good game. Is it though, Kate, that we've just set ourselves such high standards?
Oh, totally. Totally. You get used to winning and then you get sort of almost a feeling of entitlement to it. And then when we don't, you throw your toys out the pram. I think that's what happened in Talk Sport last week when a Southampton fan rang it Manning, calling them a disgrace for losing to Bristol. That you just get so, the expectations rise and the tolerance for anything less than perfect increases, really. So that's, I think that's what happens in that sport. But because we're Leicester fans as well, and all football fans will be the same, you just don't want it to be the start of a poor period. You don't want it to be a sign of things to come. You want to make sure that we regroup. Yeah, but in answer to whoever, I think was it John's question about Mavadidi, I don't think he did warrant replacing. I think Enzo said it was tactical, but it was a poor move for me. And I think even if he had three on him, they can't do that all of the second half. You get tired and it will leave people open. And I just persevered with it myself. But
yeah,
you know, but then we'll slag Enzo off for not changing it at half time when we're 2-0 down. So there's more, you know.
Whatever the, you know, he does, he will upset some part of the fan base. You know, we know that. That's all part of being a football manager. Going to say hello to Easy B. I think this might be the gentleman that's been all over my my videos with his comments. Leeds fan. And we seem to have sort of got Leeds fans quite excited. As I say, I've just been writing for, and don't forget that tomorrow being Tuesday, of course, you can see my blog on the BBC.com, indeed, / Kate's the wrong way, but never mind. That's not a slur on you, by the way, but you went the other typical bloody woman. /OCFC.com. There's two sets of fans that would have been very happy, Leeds and Southampton. Southampton were on a good run, lost to Bristol. Leeds have lost one or two games probably that they should have won. It's going to be an amazing game. And, you know, I don't think anywhere we've said, and I don't want it to come across that we're disrespecting Middlesbrough, because I hate it when people say, oh, well, you only won because they were awful. It used to happen to us in the Premier League all the time. If we beat one of the big boys, which we did, you know, quite often, it was always the case of they were bad, wasn't it, Dave? It wasn't the fact that we were good. And no, fair play to Middlesbrough. You know, they had five shots,
brilliant.
Two on target, and they beat us.
The bit I saw, they were organised. I mean, this is a crazy thing about Borough, because they go in spurts, don't they? They'll probably win the next four or five games now. They can't seem to keep it going. And we go back to us, and what, we got 15 goals in five games or something like that before Saturday? You know, that's pretty impressive. Yeah, Leeds have only conceded one. But let's hope they come at us, because, you know, that will, if everybody's okay, it's what you said, Kate, makes me think, you know, they looked sluggish, didn't they? KDH didn't look well.
He didn't look right to me. He really didn't look. It was more than an off day. He just seemed. He just seemed like he couldn't get his head together.
Maybe it was Middlesbrough, because they did sort it out pretty well. But when you come to tell the Leeds guy to come back and have a go when they're in front of us in the table. then we'll talk about it.
There's a challenge to you, Easy B.
I just think of when we won 1-0 up there in League One. David Nugent got the winner, didn't he? Same thing was going on.
Howard?
No, Dave Nugent got it.
I'm thinking of a different game then. God, you're going far back. By the way, Kate, League One, that's the third tier. I know you probably weren't around when we were down there, but that's
it's been exciting.
I want to look 21, but I'm not 21.
No, you don't.
You don't even look 21, Kate. Sorry, Dave, I don't mean to be standing on your toes here, but
that's okay. You dig your hole, mate.
But look, yeah, I mean, like I say, fair play to Middlesbrough. They beat us. You know, it is only our fifth loss, though, Kate. We don't need, as somebody on telly once said, don't panic, Mr. Mannering. I mean, you know, it wasn't the fact that it was a tight game. You know, I think when I was doing the commentary, I was yawning at parts of it. I mean, you know, 71%, 692 passes. 80-odd percent of those passes were Hermansson to Vestergaard, back to Hermansson, to Winks, back to Vestergaard, across to Fowles. You know, I mean, no wonder we're getting so many bloody passes together, because it's like kicking the ball, you know, kicking your ball against the wall, isn't it, when you were younger? Yeah, you know, one pass, yeah, two pass, three pass. You know, I just don't, know. Oh, I've got to ask you this, because a lot of people, well, Craig used to say that Brendan Rodgers would hang himself on the hook that was Barnes, because he would always pick Barnes no matter how he was playing, what he was doing. Is Enzo likely to end up doing that with KDH?
No, I don't think he is. He has rested him before, I think. And I just think he's much more fair and much more observant and unbiased towards any players. Like, a typical example of that is Pratt. Like, Pratt's getting a run, and he'll continue to get a run until he does badly or is injured or something like that, which isn't off the cards. But he's just fair. If you earn it, if you work hard and you're in, that's what's happened with Daka. I think he's just very unbiased in that sense. And I don't think he's prepared to die on any hills for players at the minute.
But do you think, I mean, you know, we said it'd be interesting if KDH starts on Friday. Do you think, I mean, I know KDH, fan favourite, Enzo, you know, Enzo does like him. He went to Enzo during the January window allegedly and said, you know, I know teams are interested in me, but I want to stay and get Leicester back in the Premier League. But Dave, you know, we played on Saturday, then we played midweek, then we played Saturday, and yet we only changed one player.
And it showed, yeah. Yeah. You know, I think the problem is we need to play well on Friday. So we need our strongest team. And I think he'll give them a bit of a rest this week. Come out blazing. I think we'll win on Friday. Pretty confident.
Well, you know what happens when you say things like that? It gets clipped and played back to you.
There is a massive risk with Leeds is, because Leicester are going to be, they're a bit wounded. They'll be licking their wounds a bit this week. And I think we spoke about it on Saturday, Chris, that Middlesbrough could have poked the bear as far as Leeds are concerned. But there is a chance Leeds could get a bit overexcited. Which can bring about its own faults and flaws and mistakes. You're going to have your home crowd behind you.
Yeah.
You're going to be thinking, yeah, we've got this, we can smell blood. And then that's when you leave yourself vulnerable. There's quite a possibility of that.
If the team are excited as their fans seem to be, as they're coming on to, and they're welcome to come on, and I haven't deleted the chats or anything, you know, they're obviously going to big the team up. You know, that's part of being a fan, and I respect that. And I'll be honest with you, I actually do like Leeds fans. But if the team, Dave, is as overconfident as the fans are, that could play right into our hands.
I think it's fascinating, it really is. And it's great to have two sides like Leeds and Leicester up there, and they're battling for automatic promotion. Question Southampton, they've shown they're vulnerable. Ipswich, I think we all talked about early on, their run would come to an end. Now, whether they can, Kate doesn't agree with me, but whether they...
I don't know what happened there. My camera's obviously got ears and thinking, oh, who's this guy? See you later.
It's got face recognition. It's just been saying... You didn't know, you know.
It's that face thing on your phone that it does. It's gone, no, sorry.
be careful. Sorry. Dave's got a stalker, but thankfully we can't see it on here. Anyway, Dave,
carry on. Oh, dear. It's Easter time coming up.
I mean,
sorry. I just think it's fascinating, and I think it's going to be great. And however it goes that way. And it's not the defining moment of the season because, you know, we've still got lots of games left. And we've probably played a Premier League season already, haven't we, in games? But this one. If we lose two on the trot, we lose two on the trot again. But we'll bounce back. We're good enough.
I was actually quite calm, Kate, when we lost this. And I think that's because we were points in advance and we've got that lead. And now I don't know if it was another Leeds fan or not, actually went on to this particular show before it went live and put a comment on it and said, on not in the chat, but on the actual YouTube comments, and said, I hope Leeds win to make the title race more interesting. And you've got to think, I never looked at it like that from a neutral's point of view. It's a bit like, you know, like we are, pretty Man City, they're 10 points ahead again. And that's kind of us this season, and he does have a point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we as Leicester fans can say it certainly doesn't feel like that. We don't feel at times like we've been 10 points clear. It doesn't feel like a seamless ride. It seems every game seems hard fought and, you know, gilt-edged chances missed, or we've slenderly won 2-0. Like, it's never been easy. There's a few games that have been so, but not many. But, yeah, I think for the neutrals, it's a really good game. And also, because we're coming to the home stretch of the season, and when it starts to matter, it's the business end game now. And we all said at the start of the season that Leicester and Leeds would be up there. And it is a true six-pointer. It's not our make or break, but it certainly could be Leeds' make or break for the title.
Leeds need to win, yeah.
And I think Leeds do need to win to try and take advantage of the Southampton position more than anything, because that's another risk, you know, looking at us so much. You've got to talk about Southampton. Leeds' main focus needs to be Southampton, really, because that's their direct peer at the moment. But, yeah, it's exciting. I don't want it to be an exciting end to the season.
that's the only way we do it. But let me ask you this, Kate, and then I've got a question for you, Dave. But Kate, if we beat Leeds on Friday night, is that it really for Leeds' challenge?
No, I don't think so, because we've still got Southampton to play mid-March. Mm. I still think that Leeds will get the second spot.
Right.
I still think they'll get the second spot.
Yeah,
it's almost definitely. Like the second spot is more exciting than who's going to win the league. But Dave,
That's the sort of sliding doors position in the table, isn't it? Because if you mess that up, you've got to go through the lottery of the playoffs, and it's a killer. If you come second, like they'll be comfortably second. Whoever comes second will be comfortably second from the rest of that pack.
Yeah.
It's an absolute killer to then go into a cup draw type of arrangement then, isn't it?
It's just Ipswich really, isn't there, that's almost guaranteed playoffs. So they play two games or something, one or two games more than Southampton?
Ipswich and Southampton have both played 32.
Have they? Okay.
Yeah. But they, I mean, yeah, Ipswich Town are 14 points clear of West Brom. So I think it's the top four in any particular order you want to take it. But Dave, really, it doesn't matter whether, I mean, obviously I want to finish first because I want to go one ahead of Man City, you know, and winning the second tier. I want the record number of points. But the important thing is getting to second. And really, if we finish second, and let's say Leeds finish top, and they could very well do, and we don't get maximum points, but we've got promoted, we've gone up.
Well, that's the aim, wasn't it?
Trophy, but we've gone up, haven't we? That's the important thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that was the aim at the start of the season, get promoted back. Not necessarily this season. I think Enzo has given a couple of years, or need to get his act together. The fact we're doing it now is a massive bonus. None of us would have thought at the start of the season, when all this rubbish was going on, that we would be where we are.
No.
I remember people saying, you know, we'd finish mid-table or we'd be lucky not to go down and all this sort of stuff. Look at us, we're murdering it. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And we're still not playing to our full potential.
Do you agree with that, Kate?
Yeah, I do. I still think it's very much a work in progress. We've got some real youngsters in the team. The team's only been playing together, 6 months or so. There's plenty of work to be done. And I don't think it's anywhere near his desired personnel, which is the problem with football, isn't it? When the knee-jerk reaction is to sack the manager when he's not had that long to put his thoughts into place. So we're talking about sacking Enzo, but he needs a few transfer windows, a few more transfer windows to really complete this transition from Brendan. Because Brendan, the team under Brendan was so low, and the ones that are still left were a shadow of themselves. So it's taken so much work to get even your class players that are left back to where they should be. And that's not all on Brendan, that's on some of the players as well. But yeah, we've still got a lot to go to get to where we are to finish the project. And I think that will hopefully happen in the Premier League and a bit more money to spend in the summer.
Dave, I'm worried that if we go up, whether that's as winners or as second, that we're going to be in the position that Burnley are in.
I think the difference is Burnley are playing, as far as I know, from what I've seen, the same way they played last year against quality sides. If we do that, yeah, with the same players, because that back four will be crucified. Passing the ball about.
But he spent more money, company in the window when he got promoted.
Yeah. So what time do you want to meet for dinner then, Kate?
A lot of other teams.
Oh, he's back. Sorry, Mick, you froze again.
Did I? Oh, sorry. It's been between you two. I've just got to let it go.
I think there's two things. Let's get promoted first and worry about it in the summer. But also, he knows he can't play. I mean, he must be talking to Pep quite a lot. He knows he can't play Premier League football with those players. Not the back four. Which is why probably he's slowly bringing players in as we go. And I think we just got to have faith, really do.
In that clip, and I cut that clip of you off early when I actually was clipping it, but you said that, you know, he's focused, you know, he won't be put off, and he's got one thought and he sticks to it. He doesn't deviate from that. And Kate went on to actually say to that sounds like Brendan. And if he's like that, and he's got that thought that's how he's going to be and do, you've got to be careful what you say, mate. You say it does come back and bite on the bum. But, you know, he can't afford to do that because, like you say, it may not work. And that's been company's fault, a problem, I think. I'll come to you with this one, Kate. Yeah, that's been company's fault, hasn't it, really, problem, that he hasn't changed it from last season. But it's a completely different ball game when you get up into the top league.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, some of the teams that we've played this year, the gap's just widening, isn't it? Is the gap's widening in the Championship as a league, let alone between the Prem and the Championship. There's just, you don't get a lot of second chances in the Premier League, either to score or when you make a mistake. We're just not there yet with that type of personnel. I think we've not got the cool, calm head at the back that I would like to see that we used to have with Hoof and Big Wes. I think Yannick does have a cool head, but he's not got the ability to be a Premier League defender for what we need. I think Fass could be a bit hot-headed. He gets pulled out of position. So, yeah, it's a different ball game, and you have to evolve. But a key part of the evolution is to get the players in. So getting promoted is one thing, and getting the big paycheck is one thing, but you've got to spend really, really wisely. Like, this is critical this summer for so many reasons, not just because it's players out of contract, but because we hope never to get relegated again. So this summer has to be the best foundation for the foreseeable future.
No pressure. Yeah, and he did all right last summer, didn't he, with the short time he had. I mean, we've never seen a transfer market. I know.
I presume, Dave, we're going to get more money than he got in this window. Because obviously we do know they were trying to stick within FFP. But yeah. Is that going to be an albatross round our neck when we get promoted?
No. We're losing a few high earners, aren't we?
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
In the summer anyway, so we'll have plenty of scope for that, I think. And he's got some good kids coming through as well. I know they won't be pushed straight in, but, you know, I think they'll start getting more of a chance as the season goes on. Well, still got a lot of games to go.
There is indeed. And talking one of those games, Kate, is Bournemouth a week tomorrow in the FA Cup. We are one game off a quarter final if we can beat Bournemouth. How serious do we take it?
Very, very. I put a cheeky bet on us winning it, so the best take it seriously.
Wow.
Only because, as still far-fetched as it might sound, there's still a load of Premier League clashes. And that means that half the Premier League teams are going. And I just think that that could be not an easy route, but an easier route. But Bournemouth are not going to be no pushover. They are in the form of the last 5 years, aren't they, really? They're in great form. They're really dangerous up front. But I do hope we take it seriously because we've won it now, so I want it back. I liked it. I liked having it.
I've heard.
It's a long way to go. That's Dave. It's a long old way to go, but
Dave, yeah. Over to you.
You said that to me. It's a long old way to go, Dave.
it's good money.
Do you want a break? Good. That's what she said to you.
No, I'm with Kate on this as usual. I mean, I want to win it.
Who knew? Who knew? I'm with Kate. No.
What do you think, Chris? Do you think we should not take it seriously?
No, I think it depends on how we do against Leeds. I'm worried if we lose against Leeds, he may think, well, this could be a bit of a distraction. If we beat Leeds, and it's going to be, I mean, look, if we put the team out that we put out or started against Birmingham, now I didn't see that game, I was in London, but by all accounts, from the highlights I've seen, we were bloody awful in that first half until he brought the big guns on at half-time. Like I say, I'm only going off what, you know, people have told me. If we do that against Bournemouth, we are going to struggle. I don't want him to do that. Even whatever we do against Leeds, I want our best team we can out against Bournemouth. Look, we played Liverpool in the Carabao Cup earlier in the season. They're top of the Premier League. We lost 3-1. Their second goal was a worldie. Their third goal went in off the post and couldn't have gone in or come out, which then it happened to go in. But chances are, if we were to, even when we were in the Premier League, we didn't always beat Liverpool. And we don't always beat Bournemouth, but to me, this game shows, for me, how far we've come. Because this is the team, if we were in the Premier League now, we would look at this game and go, we could, not definitely, but we could get something from this game. This is sort of and that's what I'll be watching it for, is to see how we perform against them. Because, like I said, to me, it's quite a judge. But yeah, I want to win it because I want to be in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. I know you've already agreed with Kate. What are your thoughts, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to get to Wembley when we could actually go. So yeah, love it. Bournemouth though, I can't even remember beating Bournemouth.
Really, I can.
Good.
Oopsie daisy, I've just had a telling off from the BBC. Apparently the deadline is 5 o'clock. I was in, they pay me. I'm not sticking it. Pays me TV license.
No, they don't pay you. I pay you. TV license money, that's where it goes, is it?
It is. And to a very good cause as well. The Chris Lorien Retirement Fund.
I really think the FA Cup's important. It always has been. It's funny how the Premier League sides take it seriously towards the last eight. Perhaps they don't in the third round.
Bournemouth will take it seriously. I think Bournemouth will take it seriously. This must be the furthest they've got in a while.
Yeah.
And even if we don't see it as an FA Cup, like if we're not seeing it as that kind of progression thing within a cup, it's a dress rehearsal for us against what's hopefully going to be one of our peers next season. To see how we come up against them. And they are in really good form. They're starting to pull out results and they've finally got their, you know, found their feet in the Premier League by the looks of it.
Well, I'm just looking at some of the other games here. Coventry are at home to Maidstone, so that's an away win for Maidstone, isn't it? Blackburn are hosting Newcastle, so you would think Newcastle will do that. Luton are hosting Man City. And you think, you know, Man City will do that, especially if they defend like they did against Man United. Chelsea have got Leeds. Ooh. Now, that could be an interesting one. Forest have got Man United. Wolves, Brighton, Liverpool have got Southampton. So if Southampton get knocked out, though, Kate, and... you know, which again, you would imagine Liverpool, if it's on form, they should. Chelsea will struggle, I think, against Leeds, but it could be a Chelsea win. So you've got Leeds and Southampton out at this stage. If we go through, yes, you've got that, you know, we're in the quarterfinals, blah, blah, blah. But you've also got that extra games then, haven't you?
Yeah, I just like that with Leicester, though. I've always liked a momentum type of game schedule. I don't like having big breaks. I don't like having a weekend off. Like, I think if we progress through to the quarterfinal, the game with Southampton gets moved. It's already been moved to the Friday night, but it will get moved from that weekend. Southampton won't have a game. And I just don't like it when we don't have a game. I feel like we go cold. Some of the momentum's lost. And I think most players will probably think the same. I like a busy schedule. It keeps it going. I don't think that bothers me. I think we've got enough. We've got a robust enough squad at the minute.
Do you think Leeds will be thinking about their game? Is it Wednesday? Next Wednesday?
Leeds are playing on the day after us. Yeah, Wednesday. Yeah, of course they will. Yeah, it's a big game. It's a massive game at Stamford Bridge.
Yeah.
And they have got history. It's one of those games, isn't it? It's like when we play Watford. It's not that we're sort of rivals or it's a derby, but it's just because of what happened in one game. And that quite often is all it takes to create a bit of rivalry. Yeah. And obviously Chelsea and Leeds have got history. The dirtiest match, I think, they hold
fantastic
the record
game,
for.
Fantastic.
Mind you, in fairness, it was like watching mud wrestling at times, wasn't it? The pitch was that awful.
Kate, you said something about Bournemouth. They've gone through a bad patch, haven't they, lately? Didn't they win about 6 out of 7 and then they've...
Yeah, I think they have plateaued a bit, I think.
They're still scoring goals, I think. But
they're still scoring goals.
I know
goals.
They lost. They lose at Fulham.
I think they drew at the weekend, didn't they? Yeah, 2-2 with Newcastle.
They pulled back, didn't they? Were they two up? I can't remember.
But again, that's a bonus point of view. That's a good result, isn't it?
They've lost 3 out of about 10, 12. Yeah, they've won a lot. Beat Man U, beat
they
Forest,
won a load on the bounce, didn't they?
Beat Palace, beat Sheffield United, beat Newcastle League, beat Burnley. So they're both beating all the teams around them. That's the key for them.
I don't think Eddie Howe's had a result against Bournemouth since he's left, has he?
Oh, has he?
So he's got the same problem we have.
Yeah. Right. Questions from the panel, as we say. Ooh.
Put my glasses on for this one.
Let's go with this one. I think Andrew actually means, well, he's gone March the 16th, which is the Saturday, but that is the day when we should play Southampton. It has been changed to the Friday. If we get through with the FA Cup, it obviously will be put back. We have got to play Leeds and we have got to play Southampton. Is that, I mean, after Southampton, we've got Bristol City, Norwich, Birmingham, Millwall, Plymouth, West Brom, Preston, and then Blackburn on the final day. It's not the world's worst running, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not. But I don't like what you could call an easier running. It is D-Day, it just depends. It just depends how the results go, because there's a fair few games between now and then. There's four league games between now and then, and by that point, if we've extended the lead, it will just be a nice day out for Southampton fans, won't it? Yeah. It will be a bit of a no. It will be a bit of a dead rubber, you'd like to think, in that sense, like in terms of D-Day. But it is definitely got one eye. I've got one eye on it at the minute because Leeds and Southampton are so close together.
Yes.
In terms of the fixtures, it's certainly something I'm looking at the minute.
I must admit, I will be watching the Southampton game tomorrow. To see how they get on. I think West Brom, I mean, you know, we can't write West Brom off. I mean, they haven't, I don't think, hit a lot of form, but they are in the mix, aren't they?
Yeah, they're rubbish. Seriously, they are. I mean, they can't put a load of wins together. They're very vulnerable. So I think it's just the three of us.
What have you eaten today, Dave? Disrespectful to the other two.
Bit of raw sausage, that's about it, really.
Look, hey, if your sausage is raw, then you really need to get to the doctors and get some more.
You're not going to score.
No. Yeah. I actually used to eat raw sausages when I was a kid.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. I couldn't be bothered to cook it when I got back from school.
What's wrong with you?
You go to a boarding school by any chance?
Nah, just a raw pork sausage, mate, looking at me in the fridge, inviting
that is
me.
So good.
Saying, eat me, David.
You didn't go to a boarding school. That's what they call it at boarding school, eating the raw sausage.
I went to a boys' school.
raw sausage.
God, you're going to kill me off, Dave.
It didn't do me any harm.
Well, I will be the judge of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Apart from I can't drink a bottle of scotch anymore.
Oh, God, I forgot what I was going to say now. My mind is completely...
You said West Brom are not to be written off.
They're not.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you. I don't think they are. I mean, son, I think we've obviously got Southampton. QPR, let's be honest with you, we should beat. Sunderland could be difficult. Hull, obviously, we know they've already beaten us. Southampton, I mean, we did beat them very easily earlier in the season, but then again, that was before they're in their current run of form. Bristol City aren't going to be a pushover. Norwich, Birmingham, Millwall, Plymouth, I could say Preston, you know, I mean, hopefully Sunderland by then.
Sunderland were really hard at the King Power. They were really tough to beat. They really pressed us.
They played well, didn't they?
Hang out for 90 minutes, but they were a really decent team, and young Joe looks half decent as well.
I think West Brom. No, sorry. Sunderland.
No, Sunderland. I'm on about.
Oh, Sunderland. I was going to say, Preston. Did you go? Did you see a different match? But yes, Sunderland will be. I say a hard game, but
say West Brom could lose their next three games. I reckon they're playing tomorrow night, aren't they? At Plymouth.
Okay.
It has been that way, though, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Apart from Southampton
soon.
And us, nobody's really had a long, continuous run.
Well, Ipswich did early on, didn't they? But that's They're coming back a bit, but, you know, they've got some reasonable games coming up, I think. But, yeah. But that just puts pressure on second and third, which is good for us.
Yes, yes.
Because they've got to look behind them and see what's happening there. So well, I don't think West Brom have got a sniff, to be honest. They'll probably get in the playoffs.
You don't want to roast sausage behind you, do you, Dave?
He certainly did not.
He wants it in his face.
Depends what salt it is, I suppose. Chipolata, isn't it?
Raw sausage.
I
can't get me around that.
Raw sausage and a couple of Brussels sprouts. And then he's happy.
Well, that's when I found out my mother didn't like me. She never stopped me doing it. So.
Different times. Health and safety wasn't around back then.
No fridges.
Andrew says, we are missing Wolf as a number eight. What do you think, Kate?
Not as much as I thought we were going to. When he was injured in the other months, I was thinking, oh, no. Like, it was – he is a real presence. We do miss his presence a bit in terms of covering the blades, but I quite like Pratt at the minute.
I think, again, Pratt's another one who's been, you know, been given his chance, and he stayed injury-free, Dave, which is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Kate said earlier, give him 2 points in the man of the match just for staying fit.
He's a good player.
He's a really good player.
Yeah. And he fits in on that right-hand side, or he can play out the middle if you have to. He probably wouldn't, but, you know, he fits in well on the right.
He's more brain than Wilf, I would say, which I quite like, in that when there's space, he just finds it and he's there. And Wilf doesn't quite do that as much, but Wolf makes up for it in other areas. So it's a tough call to. Enzo's got a pretty hard decision to make when he's
back. It's a good call to have, though, isn't it?
Yeah, considering we were absent in that area for a while because Yuri wasn't exactly at it.
John says,
John, I think Nelson's not fit, is he?
Well, not at the moment, but whether he'll be fit for Bournemouth. But John is saying, would you play Cody or Nelson in the cup game at Bournemouth? I think he probably will do, because he has done that in the past. And I wouldn't be worried if either of those were in the back four.
No, you're right.
Me neither.
No.
That time we saw Cody do something.
Yeah, I just worry Cody's going to get rusty. And if we then need him next season, we've had a lot of time without any football. What are you giggling at?
I just remember that German footballer who was called Rusty.
Oh, I don't remember it.
Google it. You're a lady and I don't want to use that word in... it will see you next Tuesday, but with a K in the front.
Is that your name? Was that your dad's name?
Yeah.
Was it? I never knew that.
Yeah. I did a show earlier, and in fact, I tell you what I'm going to do. We've got International Week coming up soon, and I watched it, and I haven't done it for ages. I was in tears watching it back again, and I did a quiz, and you had to guess the footballer. And you know, like on the chase, you had Fanny Schmeller. And it was literally a list of those. If you two are up for it, I think we would just be tears.
Why not?
Are you up for that? Are you up for that, Dave?
Yeah, I'm up for anything, mate.
I had heard.
That's not one of the answers, Dave.
You gave him raw sausage and he's in there.
Raw sausage played for Palace, apparently.
If Cody doesn't get any game time soon, then I'm worried he might go the same way as Suter. Suter, very quickly. I mean, we forget about him. We've called on him twice this season. He hasn't let us down. I don't know why he's not getting his chance. And I think it's just because Vestergaard's played so well, so everybody's had to take a bit of a back step, Kate. But Nelson's coming through. And then you've got Cody, who would be the third. I think it's just a case of... I'm looking for now.
Pecking order type thing.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see him get given a chance, because I feel like he could possibly be the only player that Enzo hasn't given a proper chance to. And I was reading about some of the comments about him on Twitter this last week, because apparently he's absolutely bagging them for the Aussies from headers as well. Like, we've not really got anybody that can head a corner in the back of the net, for God's sake. Look at Vestergaard at the weekend. Bloody hell. Where's going to use his bum? Like, it's just completely useless, considering he's 6'6". So I would like to see him be given a chance, because I feel like when you think about the squad, he's perhaps the only one who's not been given that green light so much, and I don't really know why.
Can't play the ball out the back.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, it's got to be
distribution. I like Stutzer from what I saw of him. I don't see him as that much different to what we've got.
No. And he's at this level. I was watching a Stoke video. I know I need to get a life, but it was like the decline of Stoke City. And they were talking very highly about Sutar when they, you know, brought him in. But look, it's funny. But look, we're going to have a bit of a laugh now. We don't have enough fun on this show. That's what I always say. And we'll do that straight after this.
Chris does it 3 hours a day.
Want to do it again?
5 days a week.
Oh, yes.
Just for you.
I love it.
On the Golden Breakfast Show.
This is Surrey Hills Radio.
Right. Hopefully that hasn't worked out very well, has it? Let me...
Bardi's having you there, Dave.
Hey.
I don't know. I thought that might work. It won't. So I'm going to have to go back to this. Let's do it this way. There we go. That will do. I have a lot of people asking me about you, Dave.
It wasn't me. All right. I didn't do it.
It wasn't me. You saw me banging.
You don't remember. You were drunk.
It wasn't me. And they said...
I was happy.
Were you a happier chap in your past?
I'm happy.
And people have said to me,
"You like it when I'm grumpy."
Dave, and he's so good on the camera. He's got the experience. And where does he get it from? Well, let me show you, everybody. Dave, this is well worth watching.
This adventure in 2013.
Oh, look at that, Billy.
June 2014 would be the end of the journey, but we were completely wrong. It was just the beginning. My name's Dave, and you're listening to Surrey Hills Radio. Back in 2013, I was given a packet of seeds by Phil Wessel.
I can't get it. I told Newbold to trim me up a bit. That was terrible. God,
Dave, you've
like
lost some weight.
I'm going to say you have.
Yeah. How much?
I had 4 stone. I had to go on Jeff Stelling's football march last September. Also, I'd never got round without paramedics.
You were very round then. I think we can say that.
But you don't realise it, though, until you see yourself like that.
No. You didn't look too happy, but you got very happy at Phil's seeds.
We did it on the breakfast show, me and Andy, and my eyes were hurting. We laughed so much. I couldn't, my eyes were red and hot, and we just couldn't carry on. It was like,
I think we should watch it again, don't you, Kay?
Hey, what year is it? 2016, was it?
10
years ago,
wasn't it? Could be, yeah.
Yeah, so
2013. Yeah, let's watch it again. Let's watch it again.
This adventure in 2013, we thought that June 2014 would be the end of the journey, but we were completely wrong. It was just the beginning. My name's Dave, and you're listening to Surrey Hills Radio. Back in 2013, I was given a packet of seeds by Phil Wessel.
It was still raw then, the joke.
you sausage.
In the seeds.
Yeah. Oh dear. Now can I just say, okay, Evan the professional, I think it was missing a microphone and a dish jockey desk, but he was still doing his intro. But did you know, Kate, that Dave is a bit of a disco diva?
No.
He knows what's coming.
Straight
he
down.
Knows what's coming. Dave, honestly, Dave.
I don't even know how this got.
He likes to let it all hang out. He likes to you know, give his booty a little bit of a wiggle. The only embarrassing thing about this next clip is the fact, Dave, that you are wearing a Leicester City top and you are an embarrassment to the club. Here we go.
Might have links.
Oh.
From BBC
yeah,
Radio 1.
Good.
On
our page
doing that.
Right, so is that
you doing it? Which one is it?
We're playing on that one. Yeah. We're playing on that one.
He's 15, right. Teaching me how to play music.
Hang on, we're not.
What? Who's going to introduce yourselves? Dave, you're going to.
Dave's Dave? Already still live.
No, he's.
I know. Oh.
Yeah.
Dave's still right. Dave's show at the moment.
Yeah.
So it should be.
You can hear the music in your ears, can't you?
Pardon?
You can hear the music in your ears, can't you?
Right? Yeah.
Right.
So it's dark broadcast.
We've got one.
We're just putting up. Are we holding it there for now? Or... Like that. Yeah, there we go.
We've got a bit of a.
Knock the ball over.
He was very good, actually, to be the Radio 1 girl. What's he called? DJ somebody.
Chris is painful.
It's
a Mickey Mouse hat.
I'm going to say, you're in the middle of a disco, obviously, there. You know,
no, it's because... in the studio. It's in the studio.
I know. But, I mean, your lights are a lot sort of everywhere. You got your hat on like at an angle like that, trying to be down with the kids. You've got your zip thing zipped up to the top. I know. I mean, Dave, explain that, please.
Well, we used to do the old and the young show. I did now old stuff, and those two lads
Partridge,
were from a local.
Very Partridge.
Yeah, a local school. They were 15 at the time, and they were teaching me how to use their scratching machine. And Phil and a few others of there were putting smoke in the studio. I didn't know all this was going to happen. Just flooding it with smoke, so I couldn't breathe hardly. The lights were flashing everywhere. Could have had an epileptic fit if I'd have been that way. And these kids were trying to teach me how to do all this scratching and press buttons and go, and it was just embarrassing.
Honestly, do Operation Utri know about you?
The things they get you to do when you're old, it's cruelty, I tell you.
It's gone.
I found the first one and I thought, this doesn't get any better than this. And then I found the second one. Oh, God, excuse me. Hang on,
where'd you get it from? I haven't seen that ever, I don't think.
I'm not telling you my sources.
No, how'd you do that?
HB and Heinz.
There is a recording of the breakfast show, the Seeds breakfast show somewhere on the system, and Kaylee won't tell me where it is, so I can't delete it or anything.
Because he came in with a packet of seeds or something for you, didn't he, Phil?
He was distributing seeds up the high street as part of... They used to run a community garden in Leatherhead. So he was going up the high street, giving his seeds out to everybody that wanted them. So it kind of took off from that, really, during the breakfast show.
Too much, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It was all to try and... I mean, it was only to try and get people to garden. give them a flower. Something like that.
He's looking for a man who's been described as distributing his seed up the high street.
Well, they ended up... The high street's got somewhere. I don't know what happened to them, really.
Oh my God,
it was all a bit confusing.
Oh, God, am I going to have fun with this tomorrow on the breakfast show?
Oh, dear me. Oh, I'm doing a show tomorrow night.
So, are you?
I'm doing a test show. I've got some new gear that I don't think you can see it, but it's linked direct somehow to the studio, and it does things differently, and I haven't got a clue how it works. So I thought I'd do a live show tomorrow night just to test it.
Well, so what time?
7 till 9. You'll be busy watching the football.
No.
Yeah.
7 till 9, everybody. Surrey Hills Community Radio. tomorrow night. Tune in and it's www.surreyhillsradio.co.uk. Click on listen live or ask your smart speaker to play Surrey Hills Radio. Or if you want a mobile phone, download the TuneIn app and then search Surrey Hills Radio. And if you're out and about in the car and you've got a stereo that is Bluetooth, you can Bluetooth it from your phone to your car while you're driving. God, anybody would think I knew what I was talking about there, wouldn't they?
Going back to Chris Kelly, he came and did a sort of an evening at Leatherhead, and it was packed out. And some of the stories he said, they never told us these things at the time. It was incredible. The things these non-league players get up to. Anyway. Bad moment at Leicester, that was. I remember.
I love his Leicester coat. Oh, genius.
Nearest I've ever been to leaving at half time. That guy.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. That is a. I don't know how I managed to keep that a secret, but yes,
I think the kids are taking the piss out of me, aren't they? And you can see that. That's pretty obvious. Thinking, what's this old fart doing here? He ain't got a clue. It's quite simple. Just press that button.
You press this button here.
Yeah. I said to him once, what does that one do? Well, it plays the music. Ah, okay. I can do that.
Oh, jeez. I'm
anyway, have you seen the time?
My chest hurts.
can I make one comment about Easter?
You can.
The 2000 was it last year? 2023 wasn't it last year? The most popular egg was it Sainsbury's one? No, it was a sticky toffee. Chocolatey cake, egg, sticky chocolate, sticky toffee chocolate egg.
Never had
one of those.
No,
I love that. Sticky toffee pudding. I have.
Well, that's what
makes the egg. Cadbury's.
Sainsbury's. I don't really know. It's the most popular seller last year, so it's got to be on this year again.
You know, you've been two timing them. With their Mr. Chop fingers and going to Sainsbury's.
My mum said to me at the weekend, have you actually Mr. Chop yet?
Please don't tell me your mother watches this.
She does, yeah.
Yeah, please don't tell me she watches this.
Mum and dad watch it.
Oh, no. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Blakey, I'm so sorry. Hello, how are you?
Well, it's jolly lovely to speak to you tonight. Yeah.
This is your son-in-law.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. It's all right.
It's a sticky toffee egg, Dave. I think you're having me on.
No, seriously. It was a bestseller last year. They also do a Cadbury's finger egg, which I might have a go at. They don't do proper eggs anymore like they used to with Smarties and things.
They do. You just don't look for them.
Not very popular then.
You're too busy eating more sausage. That's why you've not got back to the Easter egg aisle.
Sausage eggs. Imagine.
Sausage egg.
Sausage roll eggs. Have you got all blurred or is it me? Steaming up. The light's not ambient, is it really?
You're gonna tune in tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the evening just to listen to Dave. This will be. Are you doing requests, Dave? Shall I?
I do whatever. I've no idea what I'm doing.
I'm in the middle of a show in the morning and my phone's flashing like mad. And he's sending me messages. I might just get my own back.
I don't even know how it works. So you'll find out tomorrow.
Is it
all brand new?
Press the button.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
Will you be having a light show?
Actually, I could do. No, it won't be on
this adventure in 2013.
Oh, look at
we
that.
Thought
that
belly June away. 2014 would You're be the end of the journey.
Ashamed of yourself.
But we were completely wrong. It was just the beginning. My name's Dave, and you're listening to Surrey Hills Radio.
Back in 2013.
I was given a packet of seeds by Phil Whistle.
You're very tanned there, Dave. Where had you been? Planting your seeds?
That's not me. That's my brother. My brother, the fat boy.
You look very brown.
If anybody has been affected by any of the issues, please contact the Samaritans.
Yeah, look, you've got all these seeds ringing up.
I'm not even sure what sort of seeds they were, to be honest. I mean, it could be anything. I'm pretty sure. Oh boy.
It's a classic video though, Dave. We've got the whole green theme going on. There was green writing, there was green graphic at the bottom, and then your green t-shirt. Very on brand.
What more could you want?
I'm going to put that into an MP3 ready for tomorrow's show.
Ahead of our time.
Your glasses were smart as well. Good specs.
Yeah. Weird. I don't even know. They must have been very focal. That's why I had to pack up cricket. I couldn't see the ball for 20 yards. I thought there might have been a problem there.
Stop it. We are going.
Actually, that might have been the time I had them lasered. So I wouldn't have worn them the next year. Unfortunately, they couldn't laser me belly.
that was before, you know, the online photo apps where you can what do they call it,
filtered
or...
You've done well though, Dave, to be fair. You've lost a boatload of weight. Well done. Thank to you.
Yeah, I put a bit on actually since Christmas, but that's changing again.
No, well, he has. He's buying all these sticky toffee pudding eggs, isn't he?
Yeah.
And Mr. Chop, sticky toffee egg, raw sausage. It's not exactly the diet of champions, is it? Well, it depends which way you look at it, I guess.
Well, yeah. If you survive it, it's a fun battle, isn't it?
I think we're going to have to remark this show because I don't think we're going to better this.
Cabbage down again, I must say. Chicken and cabbage.
What are you talking about now?
No carbs. No carbs in chicken and cabbage.
There's a hell of a smell though, Dave. Bloody hell.
Good point. Yeah, I counter that by drinking beer.
Oh, that's not going to counter it. It's going to encourage it.
Plenty of carbs in beer.
That'll just make the cabbage runny.
What do you reckon about Michael Beale, eh? Cool. Talk about... talking about something. What is it? The grass is always greener, wasn't it? That's the one I was looking for.
Yeah, shocker.
What happened?
He'd been sacked, hadn't he, by Sunderland. Yeah.
Sunderland?
Yeah.
He's not been there that long, has he not? My God, we're talking football games. On the football show, folks.
4 months?
12 games,
is it?
Wow.
Tony Mowbray's there. You've heard about him. He's ill.
Yeah, he's quite poorly, isn't he?
Well, he is.
Oh, Venus is taking over.
Venus?
Mark Venus used to play for Leicester, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I know he was on...
Roy stepped back today as well.
Yeah, Roy.
I thought so you meant was ill when you said... was he not Roy you were talking about?
No.
No, that was Tony Mowbray. Tony Mowbray had just a normal medical with the LMA. And as a result of that medical, he's been diagnosed with something quite serious that needs urgent attention. So he said he's having 6 to 8 weeks out. I don't think he's resigned as such. He's just having some time away. So,
right.
Yeah. But,
right. Thank you so very much. And
always gone.
I need to go and rethink my career now.
Well, I'm sure we'll all catch you in the morning, Chris, at 7.
Yeah, what the fuck am I doing getting up at these weird times? No, the BBC wouldn't have me on the radio, I tell you.
No, certainly not.
Thank God for that. David's a guest.
What can I just say, right? If you ever listen to me, this is the standard that I've been set.
to be on the radio.
It's the hat that does it. Absolutely brilliant.
The bar wasn't exactly high, was it now? Come on, let's be honest.
They were trying to choke two school kids out there. I can't believe that.
Tell me you're out of your depth without telling me you're out of your depth. It's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Anyway, this has been it. Kate, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at KateBlakey40. So give us a hit on Twitter.
And I would like to say before she goes out, do apologise, Mr and Mrs Blakey. It's lovely to know you're watching.
We're sending flowers in the morning as an apology from the show.
From the seeds? Are they the seeds that have grown?
The seeds, yes, they've grown. Don't mention that again.
Start, don't start. Dave, I don't know if anybody would ever want to find you, but if they did...
Certainly not on Twitter, because I can't find me on Twitter. I can't find myself on Twitter, but I'm doing a show tomorrow night on surreyhillsradio.co.uk. I'm also doing the Sunday breakfast show this Sunday and the following Sunday as well. Dan and Nicola are off in the Caribbean. So, yeah, that's a late one, isn't it? 9 till 11, Sunday morning breakfast show.
He's playing at it. A breakfast show that starts at 9 o'clock.
I'm just taking over from the old people for 9
o'clock.
No,
that's not a breakfast show. That's a brunch show, isn't it?
Well, it is. Yeah. You can't change the system just like that.
Most of us are done 2 hours by that time, Dave. Come on.
Yeah, well, give or take a few minutes when you freeze. But
Ooh.
The hat is everything.
It is, isn't it?
Guys, thank you so very, very much. Yeah, Michael's come in.
I
tell you what, mate, you've missed so much, but your timing is probably perfect.
You've missed so much, but yet nothing.
Exactly. We'll be back on Thursday with the Leeds preview. I may do I was possibly thinking about doing a watch along for the Southampton game tomorrow, but now I know Dave's on the radio. Let's all go and check him out. www.surreyhillsradio.co.uk. 7 o'clock tomorrow with the light show that the King Power would be proud to be doing themselves.
And if it's silent, bear with me.
You did do a whole show once that didn't go out, didn't you?
I did. That was very early days, yeah. Yeah.
Although I don't believe you've ever sworn on a show, unlike some of us.
I think I probably have, actually, once. Yeah, got away with it, though.
Well, I would have done if it wasn't for them pesky kids. Anyway, thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. And if you're listening on your favourite podcast platform, thank you very much for doing that as well. Remember to subscribe and smash the likes. Good night.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You'd better like them too, or I'll be back.
The TalkSport Fan Network is the ultimate on-demand destination for the UK's best fan-led football podcasts.
Including Leicester Till I Die, independent analysis and reaction for the Foxes faithful.
The TalkSport Fan Network.
Unbeatable club-dedicated content created by the fans, for the fans.
Follow the podcast on the TalkSport Fan Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.